reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There once was a landowner who planted a large vineyard, and he put a hedge around it. He dug a wine press in it and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants, and he went off on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his own son to them, thinking to himself, 'They will certainly respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and we will acquire his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him." Jesus asked those around him, "What will the owner, do you think, what do you think the owner of the vineyard will do to those tenants when he comes home?" They answered him, "Well, surely he will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Then Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Personally, the theme today and the readings hit me between the eyes. I very much include myself in this. It got me thinking about people on the periphery or peripheries. This isn't perhaps the best way of putting it, but when you think about why people are on the peripheries, there are people who choose to be. And it's not all out of malice, like for religious reasons, let's say hermits, and then it's to enter into the silence, to be with God, and for other good religious reasons like that. But never are they separate from society or from the world. They're part of the world in prayer, and this is their vocation. This is how they help the world. It's a good calling from God. Others, for reasons that are not so good. They hate society. They want nothing to do with society. They separate themselves. The kind of people that maybe form the group, get together, have these compounds, you know, where they have their own little society and practice God knows what, and even hold some people hostage and so forth, or against their will sometimes. Then there's the great majority of people who are on the peripheries, not by their own choice. Sometimes it's illness, whether it's physical or mental or emotional. Some people just don't have the response. They're not capable of being responsible for themselves. You know, can't take care of themselves. So they're off in the outskirts of society. And some, it's not their own fault also. Economic reasons, political reasons, health reasons, whatever that might be. Sometimes we put ourselves on the periphery, and this is harder to acknowledge, I think. Or when we take part in putting others out on the peripheries. We have these great readings today. We know how they turned out. The great story of Joseph, who was so loved by Reuben, and his own brothers decide to throw him in a well and later on sell him. And we know how that turns out. He's He ends up being the head of the household of Pharaoh. And as keep reading the story, it's not in me. It doesn't continue tomorrow here in the church, but read it. And there's a wonderful story of forgiveness. He turned around what was evil, and he turned it into something good. And only God can do that. And here Jesus speaks to us about the same thing, the story of the son comes back, and people took over the vineyard, and they were supposed to be responsible for it, but they weren't. They were selfish. They were bad. And they killed the son. And then Jesus, you can just enter into the drama as he's telling the story. Who are the ones who are actually on the periphery of the group he's talking to? It's the scribes and the Pharisees. They've separated themselves. They don't want to hear this. And the ones who are physically close to Jesus are the ones who want to change. And they're there. They want to hear. They want to experience the loving presence of God. They want to be touched. They want to be healed. What really hit me between the eyes was, for some reason, I was praying about this yesterday, coronavirus, why? I wonder why coronavirus entered into my head. The thought of coronavirus, it's all around us. We're hearing it's affecting everybody. And then something clicked. This has to be a God thing. We're put on the peripheries by the reality of coronavirus. We are. And there's no fingers to point at anybody. It's a natural thing. It's part of creation. Parasites are, after all. But they're not helping us in any way, making life really miserable for some people. But it's how we react to it, maybe. I remember when it first started, and it started in China, things like racism and prejudice popped up right away. Anyone who had Oriental features was suspect, cast aside, cast out, including Native Americans. You know, those people. We could all fall into that in some way. Maybe there's some little streak of racism or prejudice in us, and God knows where it comes from our background, from media. It's all over the place, isn't it? Politicians, it's everywhere. But we want to double check ourselves. And the part that really hit me is when Jesus says, I say to you, the kingdom of God is going to be taken away from you and given to somebody else if you don't own up to, this is my words now, don't acknowledge this, own up to it, and change. And change. Because I have won. I'm the stone rejected by the builders. And I've become the cornerstone. So we could turn this around. Check ourselves. Catch anything that says, for instance, I am being deprived of things like the precious blood or holding hands or being part of groups. But we think of the common good. We're not the only ones in the world. Let's not put ourselves in that maybe metaphorical periphery. We're all part of the family. We love each other and care for each other. And let Jesus lead and guide us. Amen.
Amen.